Brother Joel and I commend you all for a good deportment on the part of all. You've listened carefully, and that's what we're here for. These last few minutes, and if God wills, we'll continue our discussion tomorrow evening. I want to comment about the chart with a good picture on it, the good-looking fella. You need to take the quotes off of that, Joel. That's not my statement. So it would help to not misrepresent by leaving that as a quotation. That is not what I teach. Whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. That's taken from the scriptures, where there was no cause for fornication involved. We all agree that anyone who marries one who's put away not for fornication, God does not release either one, and both are committing fornication. If either one remarries, they're both doing that. Then he says, unless she was innocent of fornication when she was put away. When she was put away has nothing to do with the divine permission for the innocent to repudiate or put away a fornicating mate. Jesus didn't say when the fornication had to occur, pre or post anything. But my brother has to put in there, unless when something happened to her, by whom? By an ungodly spouse who did an ungodly act, which God did not recognize or approve, which did not affect the marriage bond. They're still bound. My brother agrees to it. It had nothing to do with anything, but in this position my brother is taking, it has everything to do with everything. Everything stops. Everything stymied. The divine permission is annulled, annihilated. Forget it. Fornication, it's irrelevant. Why? Something happened back here. And our brother continues to bring up passages where no fornication, no cause of fornication. Let me make this clear. He says, what do you mean? When she marries again, or he marries again, he commits adultery. There's your fornication. I'm saying there's no cause of fornication for the putting away. I'm saying that the putting away was not done for the cause. I didn't say that later on when he marries again, he didn't commit fornication. He committed fornication when he married again against that wife. But the putting away was not for the cause of fornication. That's what they asked Jesus. For any cause, he said, for any cause, it's adultery when either one marries again. When the fellow who puts away marries again, or he, not she, but he that marrieth her, which are her, she that's put away. But there's so many things to get to here. This, about the scholars. I want you all to take your Bible and turn to Mark 10. Well, I have it right here. And I want to, I'd like, if I could, but I can't, see a show of hands. Don't raise your hands. But if you could, it would be interesting to see, no one would. There's not a person in this audience, when you open your Bible, that's going to read where it says, with the other wife, with the second wife. Every one of them, let's read it, Mark. You read your version. I'm using American Standard. You can use King James, New King James. You can use New American Standard. You name it. NIV. Let's read Mark 10 and verse 11 and 12. He saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marrieth another, committeth adultery against her. Does yours say against her? Does anyone have one? Don't... What, move your head. Don't answer me. It's a rhetorical question. Does anyone have one that says with another? Well, some scholars, I don't care what, some, you can find somebody that'll say anything. But you are not reading a version, I dare say. If you are, show it to me afterwards, and I'll make a correction. Doesn't it say against? But we had a whole chart on that. Brother Reese wants it both ways in Matthew 19 and 9. What both ways? One's put away for fornication. He does not commit adultery when he marries again. That's what I say. But over here, if he puts away for fornication and shall marry another, excuse me, over on the right, if he puts away his wife not for fornication and shall marry another, committeth adultery. That's right. What about the man, whosoever or he that marrieth her, he commits adultery. But the woman he's talking about, there's no cause of fornication here in this putting away. Did you read it? Did you read in Matthew 19 and Mark 10 or Luke 16? Did you read where the putting away was for the cause of fornication? There was no cause of fornication. That's what made it adultery. But his proposition says, and then commits fornication. Now we have fornication here. Now we have a cause for the innocent one to use the divine permission. But he's going to confuse these scenarios. In these closing few minutes, I want us to look at the matter of context. Stay with the context. Look with me with these few charts. Because this is what my brother is doing. This is why I'm denying this proposition. He is ignoring or perverting the context, and not he alone. And he used some arguments. Brother Joel, there's a chart up here where you say this is what Brother Reeves about accommodative language either produced where I've said anything like that, or you remove that chart. You produce some proof where I said anything like that. This is what Brother Reeves believes. Bring the proof or remove that chart. Keep that in mind. Now there's some brethren that take all kinds of positions. You bring the proof or remove the chart. The present controversy, this is what a brother has written who agrees with Brother Joel. And incidentally, he brought up some quotes from two other preachers. Who are you debating, my brother? You bring up quotes of what I've said or written, and I'll either correct it or stand by it. You're debating me, not Brother so-and-so, Brother X, Y, and Z, and what they might have said and what they believe. And you're bringing up here a chart about accommodative language. Bring the proof or remove that chart. I believe you will. You're an honest man. You're a good man. And you'll do that. The present controversy, we're told, is in reality over the presupposition that there's authority for a person who has been put away to employ a subsequent putting away, see all these provisos, and remarriage for post-divorce fornication. Where do you read about anything like that in the scriptures? These are concoctions of men. That's not what the controversy is about. The present controversy is in reality, using the same wording, over the presupposition, get it now, that someone's being the object of another's ungodly action, being put away unscripturally by a mate who then commits fornication, is the determinant. That's what the problem's all about. Trying to make as the determinant what some ungodly person has done, and this object of it is the put away woman or man, as the case may be. And that determines the God-given right to repudiate and remarry. Can you believe it? But that is exactly the demand that this position has or makes. Jesus put no one in a particular category and then declared that any of that category could never remarry. He put the cause of fornication as the sole right for any innocent spouse, pre-post or anything else that some ungodly man may or may not have done, which doesn't affect the marriage bond. We all agree they're still bound to each other when there was no cause of fornication. Jesus made the cause of fornication the sole right for any innocent spouse to repudiate the guilt and to remarry. 2 minutes? Thank you. There's no authority, Matthew 19:9, the first part, for an innocent spouse to put away a mate guilty. There is. I can't read my own writing, excuse me. There is authority. This is where I go. Here's where Jesus states the principle. And he puts no provisos to it. If there's a cause of fornication, the innocent spouse has a right to put... Yes, but what if something's already been done? Jesus didn't say that. Men have added that and are going to divide and split the church over it. That is sad, brethren. Reconsider that seriously. Adultery is bad, but remember, division is bad too. Both are things that God hates or abhors. The put away person to whom Jesus refers is one put away for any cause except fornication. But this put away woman is dragged over here into a different scenario, you see, where there is fornication. But Jesus, he wants to know about what I'm going to do. I'm trying to do something for this put away woman. And I ask myself, Joel, which put-away woman? The one Jesus is talking about or the one you're talking about in your proposition who has the cause of fornication? The put-away person of the present controversy is one against whom fornication has been committed. Again, number three, the put-away person to whom Jesus refers is one put-away for any cause except fornication. stay with the context. But this proposition has fornication committed. And so he's going to confuse the two scenarios and say the Bible says in black and white. I want him to deal with Luke 16 and 8, 16 and 18. The B part he makes an absolute, will he make the A part also? Jesus put no time limit on the commission of the fornication that becomes the sole cause for repudiation and remarriage. He did not say pre nor post anything, and that is a proviso of human origin, not divine. Thank you very much, and good evening to everyone from my part.